知行英语 Listen and share.
大家好，我们继续讲恐怖故事。Was it Jack the Ripper? 那是杀人狂杰克吗？To my surprise,I woke up in my bed the next morning. I thought I was dreaming and that I would have to go through that boring school day again. But as I sat up, a sharp pain cut through my stomach. I lifted up my top and saw a knife-shaped wound. My mom came in my room and saw I was awake. She asked if I was okay now.And I asked her what had happened. She showed me a newspaper article about a guy who had been going around dressed as Jack the Ripper and killing girls. He claimed to be Jack's grandson. I asked if that was the guy who did the same thing to me, and why he didn't kill me. She said that someone had seen me fall and ran to help me.The person had also said that he had seen a man run away as he approached. Leng wo qing ya de shi, di er tian zao shang, wo xing lai shi, fa xian wo shi zai wo de chuang shang. Wo xiang, wo zhi shi zuo le ge meng.我又得像平时那样继续上那没劲透顶的学了。我坐起来，但是感到了钻心的疼痛。我揭开绷带，看见一道明显的伤口。母亲进来了，见我醒了，并问我是否感觉好些了。我问她都发生了什么事情。母亲给我看报纸上的一篇报道，讲一个人自称是凶手杰克的孙子，故意打扮得像是杰克，并杀害年轻的女孩。我问母亲，对我下毒手的是不是那个人呢？他为什么不杀了我呢？母亲说，有人见我摔倒在那儿，便过去帮助我。这个人还说，他看见有个人在他过去的时候逃跑了。One surprise, 意思是令某人惊讶的是 Go through, 意思是回顾 Sharp, S-H-A-R-P, 所表示的意思很形象，但是不太容易通过字面来表达。我们可以体会作者想要表达的意思，在这里可以理解成明显的、醒目的。Approach, A-P-P-R-O-A-C-H,意思是到达、抵达。I asked if we could send a card to the man to thank him, but my mom said that there was no need as he was in the sitting room. I got out of bedand went downstairs to thank him. When I got there, the guy looked like he was really tall. My dad was in there talking to me, and he told me the story of how the guy was feeling when he saw the Ripper guy run away. I went to shake the man's hand and froze in fear. When the man smiled, his teeth were yellow and they had cracks stained with something red.
是否我们应该寄一张贺卡给这个人表示感谢呢？母亲说不必了，因为他此时正在客厅里。于是我下了床，下楼去向他表示谢意。我到了客厅，那个人看上去可真高啊。父亲和我讲了事情的经过，告诉了我这个人眼看着凶手逃走。我赶忙过去握他的手，刹那间我毛骨悚然。当他向我微笑的时候，我看见他满嘴的黄牙都已经裂开了，布满了红色的斑点。
Sitting room字面意思是起居室，可以按照客厅来理解。 Go downstairs 下楼， Go upstairs 上楼。 Run away 意思是逃跑。 Shake hand 握手。 Froze in fear 可以理解成手脚冰凉，突出害怕的程度之深。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文，相信大家这一次能听懂多一些。
To my surprise, I woke up in my bed the next morning. I thought I was dreaming and that I would have to go through that boring school day again. But as I sat up, a sharp pain cut through my stomach. I lifted up my top,and saw a knife-shaped wound. My mom came in my room and saw I was awake. She asked if I was okay now, and I asked her what had happened. She showed me a newspaper article about a guy who had been going around dressed as Jack the Ripper and killing girls. He claimed to be Jack's grandson. I askedIf that was the guy who did the same thing to me, and why he didn't kill me. She said that someone had seen me fall and ran to help me. The person had also said that he had seen a man run away as he approached. I asked if we could send a card to the man to thank him, but my mom said that there was no need.As he was in the sitting room. I got out of bed and went downstairs to thank him. When I got there, the guy looked like he was really tall. My dad was in there talking to me, and he told me the story of how the guy was feeling when he saw the Ripper guy run away. I went to shake the man's hand and froze in fear. When the man smiledHis teeth were yellow, and they had cracks stained with something red. Kumbu Gushi, was it Jack the Ripper? 那是杀人狂杰克吗？就讲到这儿。谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。